In the past, we've spoken here on RNIB Connect Radio about an investigation, if you like, by the All-Party Parliamentary Group looking at provision for eye healthcare within NHS England. Now, this was a huge area and RNIB was involved in this. And to tell us more about the findings and some more information around eye healthcare, we have with us Helen Lee.
Oh, thank you so much for this opportunity to talk to listeners. Yes, the All-Party Parliamentary Group conducted the inquiry about capacity issues in eye care because, as many listeners will know, people are facing delayed and cancelled eye care appointments. And for some conditions, like wet AMD, glaucoma, diabetic eye disease, it's really critical when people have their treatment or that they are monitored on time to make sure they don't lose sight. So delayed and cancelled appointments are a really serious issue. And we were delighted that over 100 organisations responded to the inquiry and more than 550 patients responded as well. And I'm sure some of your listeners responded to the inquiry.
This was an all-party parliamentary group. You had health experts, RNIB were represented there, and hearing from the patients as well, because when we talk about a lot of these reports, it tends to be more hard-hitting, I think, if you actually hear from the people who are directly affected. And we're talking about eye healthcare, and as you say, Helen, you know, that could lead to people losing their sight or the conditions deteriorating.
Yeah, we know that is a really unfortunate reality for people. Eye care services at the moment are struggling. There are some fantastic new treatments, but they require ongoing care and treatment for patients. And we've got an ageing population, so that's increasing demand. So the inquiry identified 16 recommendations, which, if implemented, will help to improve capacity and make sure that patients get seen on time. We've been working with a range of other people in the sector, so the Royal College of Ophthalmologists, the College of Optometrists, patient organisations like the IGA, to lobby both at national government and locally to ensure that these recommendations are implemented.
Does this mean, Helen, that eye healthcare will be pushed up the ladder, if you like, it'll be considered more in future planning?
That's certainly what we're aiming for. And there've been some really good first steps already. There is something called the NHS Transformation Plan or Programme, where all CCGs in England now, that's the local commissioning organisations, healthcare commissioning organisations, have to look at capacity issues in eye care. That's really good news. They also have to introduce fail-safe measures, and that's about making sure that patients that are particularly vulnerable to losing sight because of delayed and cancelled appointments, they are prioritised by services, and there's auditing going on to make sure that the right patients are being seen when they need to be seen. So that's some really good steps that are happening. As your listeners will know, the government has recently offered additional funding to the NHS as part of a 10-year plan. And we're certainly working in collaboration with other organisations like Age UK to make sure that eye health is considered and prioritised. But we also realise that people with eye conditions, blind and partially sighted people, they have a range of other health conditions as well. So we need to make sure that services are joined up and that eye care is considered as part of a holistic, personalised healthcare provided by the NHS. And that's certainly what we're working towards.
And eye health can have, as you say, an effect on other conditions. I mean, one that jumps to mind would be Alzheimer's, and that a proper eye check and proper glasses could actually make quite a positive difference to someone with that kind of condition.
Absolutely. That's true of issues like dementia. It's also true of conditions like stroke. Often when people have strokes, it affects their sight. If they can have their sight checked and the right glasses, for example, prescribed, then that can certainly help rehabilitation. So there are lots of links to other conditions. Obviously, people being able to access their medication properly is very vital. We know that there are links to people's poor vision and increased risk of falls, and that has a big impact on the NHS. So these are elements which really have quite a profound impact on the health service. So there are a whole variety of reasons, not just the best interests of patients, that means that there is interest within the health service to really tackle this issue.
So some real positives coming then from the inquiry, lots to take forward as well. But, you know, iHealthcare doesn't just stop with groups like this, that there's a lot more that RNIB does and gets involved in.
That's absolutely right. We've got a fantastic volunteer, Jim Barlow, who is working with NHS England around specialised commissioning of eye care services. These are services often that treat not huge numbers of people. They're quite specialised and they can often be very expensive. So there is a real specialist way of commissioning them. And Jim is our patient representative on those groups. At the moment, the specialised commissioning are looking at reviewing the services provided for people that require artificial eyes. And if any of your listeners do use those services, we would really like to hear from them, what they found works well, how the services could be improved. The other big issue that we're working on in the very near future is quality standards for eye care services, which are being developed by NICE, the National Institute for Healthcare Excellence. These quality standards are designed to ensure that all eye care services provide the kind of service that patients need. They're going to be out for consultation during September and October, and we may well be asking some of your listeners and some patients who use eye care services just to give us some of their experiences. At the moment, we haven't yet seen what the draft quality standards are like, and they might be very good. We've already been working with NICE on this process. We'll certainly keep listeners updated about how those are developed.
Lots to talk about there, Helen. Let's just quickly get some contact details then if people would like to get in touch with you. You mentioned the service that you're looking for feedback on around artificial eyes.
That's right. If people could phone the campaign's hotline, and the number is 0207 391 2123 and leave your contact details, then Jim Barlow will be in touch. Alternatively, you could email jim.barlow, B-A-R-L-O-W, at rnib.org.uk.
Helen Lee, thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.